So we were up to the flood, and Noah was davening, and Hashem accepted his davening, his prayer, and Hashem made the winds start going across the earth, and the waters settled, and the teva, the ark, settled, and the underwater sources of water that had opened to let out the water from beneath the ground also closed up. And Noah opened the window, and he called out to Hashem, and he davened, and Hashem accepted his tefillah, and Hashem said, at the end of a year's time, then you're going to go out. And that year, the zodiac of the fish was in a bad place, whatever that means. And there were all kinds of unusual astronomic things that happened that year. And there was a special star that was formed. And he went through the zodiac in a month. And that star was indicative of the destruction that would come to the world. So Chazal described it a little differently. Yeah, that Hashem moved different stars within the zodiac to bring about the flood. But he says it this way. He brings a medrash that says it this way. Now, one of the astronomers said that in the year 487, the way the Yishmaelim, the way the Muslims count, he said that in the time of Noah, all seven stars of Mazal Dagim, all seven stars were in Mazal Dagim. I guess that's the seven stars of the seven planets, maybe he means, I'm not sure. And he said that in that year, in the year 487 that he lived, six stars were in the Mazal of Dagim, and there was tremendous rains and floods, and people died. So he claimed that in the year of the flood, all seven were there. That's how he figured out astronomically. The Rambam in Igelot Teiman speaks about the different astronomers of the Muslims that claim different things about how astronomy affected the things that it says in the Torah, and he doesn't exactly accept what they say. He says that they don't know their astronomy well. So I'm not sure what he'd say about this. Cain passed away the year of the flood. When was Cain killed? The year of the flood. Yeah. The Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Mishpatim says that Cain outlived his father by 726 years. So that means, according to the Medrash Rabbah, Cain lived a total of 1,656 years, which is the year of the flood. 1,656. And the Ramban says that the flood was a fulfillment of the curse of Cain, that Cain would see how all his descendants were destroyed. This was part of Cain's curse. And the Seder HaDorot says, I don't get it, because the other books, history books, the other Jewish history books, don't make mention of this. And he says, check out the Midrash Rabbah on Koheles, and on Bereshis, and on Noach, and on Shmos, and he gives you 100 different sources to look up. In the middle of this day, it says Noach entered the ark. It doesn't say on this day, to tell us that in the middle of this day, the middle is a reference to which day of the week it was, that it was a Wednesday that Noach entered the ark. And it seems that from here, Chazal derived the idea that you don't go off on a ship less than 3 days before Shabbos. That's why it says in the middle of this day, in the day that the sun shines harder, Be'etzem Hayom Zeh, the Medrash says, Itzumo Shel Yom, the power of the day. The Yom could mean the sun, Yom could, Etzem could mean Otzma, power. So what day does the sun shine strongest? That's on Wednesday, because that's the day that the constellations were hung in the sky, and that's the when the sun is strongest, just like a chasm coming out of his chuppah. So that's That's the Medrash he quotes. Next, there's Rabbeinu Bechaye on Parshas Chukos. The Rabbeinu Bechaye says that Machzael, one of the angels that came down from heaven. Remember the story that there were angels who came down. So Machzael, he was next to the Teva, and he committed adultery with Ham's wife, and from that, Ham gave birth to the person named Sichon, and Ham wanted to cover up for his wife, and that's why Ham slept with his wife in the ark, even though they had a prohibition not to be together. So the Talmud in Sanhedrin says there were a few who did, who were together in the ark. The dog, Ham. There were a few creatures that were, the Talmud says. But he brings a different medrash. Now, the Seder Adoros, he writes that it would seem that Machzael, this angel, was Meshamish inside the ark. Because if he did it before they entered the ark, then why couldn't Ham do it before they entered the ark too? Why did he have to do it in the ark to cover up for his wife? So you'll ask me, how did Machzael enter the ark? So the Medrash says that when the flood came, Hashem told Noach, bring into the ark every living creature, the Medrash says, including the demons, including the spirits. So then we have to wonder what's going on here, because we mentioned earlier that Shamchezai did tshuva before the flood. So he says, I don't know how to rectify all this, how it works. So it's a strange thing. Og, Chazal tell us, was sitting outside the ark. Sichon, well, he was born inside the ark. So that's an interesting thing. Sichon and Og, these two powerful kings. The Medrash Rabbah says that Sichon and Og, the Mabul couldn't touch them. They were so tall that the Mabul didn't even reach their ankle. He brings over here that Yiftach's daughter was Gilgal, I guess, of Ham's wife that was in the ark, and she was Mishamish illicitly. And I guess that's why Yiftach's daughter never got married, to rectify that sin. And she was also the daughter of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, that daughter who the Romans were so attracted to, and she was so pious. So she, again, two women who perfected the levels of piety and modesty in their lifetimes. He says they were rectifying what Ham's wife had done, that breach in modesty.
When will be forbidden?